So close your eyes and take a couple breaths and start to relax and come into the present moment in this moment of now. And first, I want you to notice whatever is going on in your thoughts, the content of your thoughts, the feelings you're having, maybe sensations in the body, and this is our usual way of referencing the perception that we are inside this body. And whatever is going on inside the body, inside our feelings, inside our thoughts. And then see, first of all, if you can start to witness a little bit more whether those sensations or feelings or thoughts that you're having have a connection place in the body. And connect to that place. If you can localize the place, and take a couple deep breaths into that place inside the body. And see if you can have less of a story around and simply just witness the sensation and breathe into the sensation inside the body. And this is our usual way of operation, and it's already actually one step further if we can be less inside our heads and inside some form of story and connect back to a sensation of the body that just wants to be witnessed. And then from this space, I want you to start going stronger into the witness, which is also who you are, the capacity to witness, to see thoughts and sensations in the body and feelings from the vantage point of your awareness. And how you can practice this is you stop going into it and you simply observe what's arising, and you're not describing what is arising beyond titling it a thought or a sensation or feeling. So I want you to practice this with me for a moment. So we're actually practicing this, we're actually moving into this witness. So whatever you're thinking right now, just try to say just thought or sensation of the body. or feeling. And notice that it's still there, but you have the capacity to witness it. It is like moving back, as if there was some sort of space between you and whatever is actually arising. It doesn't mean that you bypass it, it just means you create some form of space. And again, stay with the notion of just titling it a thought or a sensation in the body. Or a feeling. And that's a very powerful practice to do because of the space that you create, and because you're creating the capacity to have a different vantage point. You're not just in it. You're noticing that you can also be with it. And still witness it. And like this, a little moment longer, just say thought, sensation, feeling. The interesting part about it is not just that space is created, but actually it's as if your awareness opens. You're becoming more aware of all the different levels of experience that are right now actually present. You are with the conglomerate of the experience, the sensations, the thoughts, the feelings. Without attesting story, just witnessing the flavor in these different levels. Of experience. And what starts to happen when you practice this more often is that even when you are inside an experience, that you can basically move what feels like almost back, and you can create this space And you have the capacity to look at it from a deeper space that's not so involved, but yet with it. And can allow it to be there. It doesn't also have to change so much about it or judge it or have it differently. What happens is also that you start again opening and widening your awareness, and so you can become aware of not just the totality of whatever arises within this personalized experience or thought structure, but also all the other noises that are going on around you. And the different sensations that you gain from whatever your sensory input is, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, tasting, smelling. And again, you can create space by this awareness of the conglomerate of whatever is going on. And what starts to happen with this also is that you start seeing your body inside this conglomerate. Of your awareness. So you're sitting inside of a room and you have all these different sensory inputs also. You probably have a perception of the temperature in the room. And so it widens again. Your perception is widened. It is not just restricted to the person. It's more, you are the awareness of the conglomerate. What you're aware of. And so awareness becomes more spatial, less personified, less localized. Broader, what usually also happens is The mind becomes more quiet as you're less focused on whatever is going on inside the person. And this widening of awareness, the mind becomes more quiet. As the mind becomes more quiet, you become more aware of what is beyond mind. And an even less localized awareness. And you can stop your thoughts for a moment and become aware that this awareness, this existence, is still there. And it's not just less localized. But also not subjective. In that space is quiet. And from that space of quiet, you can look at whatever arises. With that quality of quiet. Namaste.